I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tips for your game from award-winning PGA instructor Harold Bluestein. It's time to Ask the Pro on Golf in the Northwest. Brought to you on The Fan by Laurelhurst Market.
8:32 here this morning, Golf in the Northwest. Jason Swigart, Harold Bluestein with you. And thanks again to Garrett Johnston for joining us. He's been covering that AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am for years now. But we have another guest joining us here, another PGA of America professional since 1991. He's the author of the book Drive Like the Pros and currently the director of Gears Golf and Sport Development. Michael Neff is joining us this morning. Michael, thank you so much for giving us a few minutes and give everybody just an idea of what Gears Golf is all about and the technology that is being used behind it that so has intrigued you to come up with a new way to analyze the golf swing.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Harold, you're a great dude, and I'm really proud to be your friend and be a part of this. And I'm a little peeved this morning off the Blazers call, but, last night, come on. I mean, how bad did Damian get totally hosed last? I mean, that was the worst call. I mean, how bad was that call? That was amazing.
It was egregious. It was egregious.
Egregious. But, I guess that's life. That's life as a Blazer fan.
Yeah, well, we've all missed a putt here and there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, thanks for having me on, guys. Gears is an optical motion capture system. It's kind of an Oregon homegrown product. We use high-speed optical motion capture cameras, and they're actually made right here in the great state of Oregon, down in Corvallis, at a state-of-the-art facility called OptiTrack, which is the world's largest manufacturer of motion capture cameras. It's really an amazing company and product, but we use that optical motion capture technology for golf and baseball and other sports, kind of like how they make movies, how they they put the markers on your body. We actually put markers on the club and your body, and that allows us to analyze your golf swing in 3D and really helps us to understand really what's going on. So it's really a great product.
Well, it's a lot different than what we've seen other products. I mean, it's a step beyond video, just video, and it's also beyond TrackMan. What's the difference between what you're doing, Mike, and the and TrackMan?
Well, that's a great question. So TrackMan is a radar device, like a policeman basically has a TrackMan in his car, and it's designed to track the speed of objects. And TrackMan and FlightScope are the two largest companies that do radar tracking. So radar is how they project missiles. If you want to, they started out before TrackMan, there was FlightScope. TrackMan's done a much better job of marketing. But they basically track missiles, and they try to figure out how to do it for golf now, and they've done a really good job. It's an amazing product. That's more of a ball technology. It gives you some club data. It's limited in some fashions, but the ball data is really what TrackMan does really well. And what Gears does is we measure the body and the club really well. TrackMan uses a product like ours to validate what they're doing with their club data. So most of our owners actually use TrackMan and Gears at the same time so that you can see the ball and the club and the body. That's hopefully answer your question.
Oh, it certainly does. And I think it's important to track what the body's doing because, after all, it's what's in charge of what the club is doing. So,
sure.
Yeah. There are several aspects to tracking the body. It's not just the quality of the swing. And one thing I really like and what you point out in a Golf Digest article is the injury risk identification. And oftentimes I see instructors giving students swing advice without realizing that the student has some limitations physically. So you can actually identify what the weak points in the in their body are.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Because it's body and club, you can very easily see, which, you know, it's expensive to track this. It's not easy to track it. We've made it pretty easy, but it's hard to diagnose that stuff without being able to see a true 3D rendering of it. Mm-hmm. And we just captured Brooks Koepka at Nike. Nike has a system on campus in their turf lab. And that was like the best day of my life, hanging out with Brooks Koepka. There's a commercial they're shooting, and you'll see it at the Masters, and our product's going to be on there. And it's really cool how we were able to see that. I'm not surprised he's going to have injuries and the way he swings the golf club. I don't think a good example, like I don't think Bryson DeChambeau is probably ever going to get injured, or Tony Finau. I don't think he's ever going to get injured. The way that he swings the golf club, I can definitely see Brooks getting injured the way he swings it.
Michael Neff
does give us like a good idea on how to look at those things. Yeah.
Michael Neff is our guest, director of Gears Golf and Sport Development. So the optical motion. So we know you're working with some of the top pros. Nice to see Chris Baker, the rookie, up on top of the leaderboard this week for you. How about that?
Swagger. Yeah.
And so I guess the question is for maybe the avid golfer, the handicap player that plays quite frequently, is this something that can be effective for them, and what sort of costs are we looking at to go get the analysis done?
Great question. So yes, from a beginner to a tour player, the system does not discriminate. You know, it just shows you what you're doing, and there's analysis tools that allow you to see what you're doing and why you're doing it. And it's super easy to diagnose when you're in 3D, because you can attach numbers and that's actually what's going on. So it's really hard to see some stuff that you can't see with the naked eye in a video camera when you're taking a video lessons. That doesn't mean there's no need for video lessons. It's still 2D lessons are still valuable, but there's some stuff that you just can't see with the naked eye that we get to pick up in 3D, even with a beginning golfer. To answer your second question, Tom Serra and Craig Griswold out at the Reserve have a gear system. Brian Henniger at the Golf Farm is getting a gear system in about a month. I have a system at Pronghorn in Bend. It's a little bit of a long ways away, and I kind of do some trips back and forth out there, you know, when the spring hits. So that's kind of where you can go here in Oregon to get on gears, and it varies. I think the boys at the Reserve are probably the lowest hanging fruit. Brian has kind of a subscription business out there at the Henniger Golf Farm, but the boys out at the Reserve have one, and it's really good. And I think they charge anywhere from, I don't know, I think it's like a couple $100 or $150, something like that, for a full swing 3D analysis. And it's really, it's an awesome experience. I highly recommend you go check it out.
Well, Michael, you mentioned a couple of tour players that you've worked with. How does Gears help a player at that level?
Okay, so we spent quite a bit of time with Tony Finau this year on Gears. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to give you him as an example. There's quite a few that we're starting to get a lot of tour players that are like requesting it, like where, you know, 5 years ago or 10 years ago, pros did not ever want to talk to TrackMan or see any of their data. It was just too much data. And now every tour player has a TrackMan. So as we start to break down the barriers of understanding, more and more good players are starting to realize that this will help them. But Tony Finau is a great example. When you guys know when he tore his ankle up at the Masters?
Yep.
They Nike made him this really cool shoe, and they came out with this kind of Air Max kind of retro shoe. It's super cool. And that Air Max is basically a running shoe that they kind of made a golf shoe out of. And it, you know, if you kind of look at the way that it's tilted toward the ball, the shoe has kind of this lifted heel, so the player is basically It's like playing golf on high heels, basically. Mm-hmm. And to a tour player like that, that would move you toward the ball. And Tony Finau basically is a cut machine. He never misses cuts. He rarely wins. He's only won once, but he's a cut machine, man. He just make and his coach Boyd is just an awesome coach. And he's like, dude, he's like, missed three cuts in a row. I don't know what's going on. Can we check this out? See if there's anything we can find. Well, sure enough, we call this thrust, where you move toward the ball. Tony had some thrust, or this, he's moving towards the ball. And I said, you know, maybe we should like take a look at this golf shoe. And if you guys are noticed, he's wearing what's called the Janowski right now, which is a skateboarding shoe that Nike is using as a golf shoe. And if you were to wear it, it would feel almost like your feet are flat on the ground. And so we measured him before that or after that. So literally just a change in the shoe moved his thrust away from the ball, and his centeredness of contact was significantly better. So he was hitting everything in the heel and just kind of overcutting stuff. And he hits a cut on every shot, but he was like overcutting stuff and really missing fairways and greens, and it's not like him. And that was that's a great example of just a subtle detail that no way you would pick up with your naked eye. And he has yet to miss a cut since then, and he made the, you know, President's Cup. He's made almost one last week. It just broke my heart that he lost, but I mean, he's on fire. So that's a great example of even a tour player, you can see some subtle details. And to those guys, man, that like a half an inch of thrust, you know, that 5 millimeters towards the heel on the golf club, that can be the difference between making money and not.
Michael, go ahead, Harold.
Yeah, I have one real quick. Michael, you've designed a driver now? I was not aware of that.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is really cool. So I see a demand. We work with a lot of Korean LPGA players, and Gears is very accurate on the delivery of the club to show you what's going on. And the average LPGA professional presents the club to the ball at about 14 degrees upright with a driver. And today's modern driver, the driver that they're playing is roughly 10 degrees more upright, or effectively 10 degrees more upright than what you and I grew up with, Harold.
Mm-hmm.
So the drivers are getting longer and more upright now, because that helps slicers. So the manufacturers are saying, okay, well, most of us slice it. These new drivers are going to help that. But there's a part of the golfing segment that has the opposite problem, where they're low handle players and they hit draws and they overdraw it and they struggle with that. So I built a driver that's 50 degree line angle. It's called the FATX Flat Ass Texas.
I could use that.
I got a bunch of, I built it. Nick Price was my inspiration behind it. We've got several tour players playing it. There'll probably be 8 players playing this on, I don't have to pay them either, which is awesome. And on the Korean tour. And we only made 50 of them, and we've given them all out just kind of as, it was more like a research project. And now it's turned out to be pretty hot. So we got to make some more. But yeah, so check that out. Flat as Texas.
Well, if you can give me
players with low handle that kind of struggle with hooking the ball too much.
Yeah, well, there's not a left side of a fairway that I haven't visited in the Pacific Northwest. So
dude, I owe you everything. You will love this driver. I promise you, you'll love it.
Yeah, that's great.
There you go. Michael Neff, now club manufacturer to go with director of Gears Golf and Sport Development, author of the book Drive Like the Pros. And you can find him out there at Pronghorn. You can go to gearsgolf.com or michaelneffgolf.com. Learn more about Gears Golf and how to get yourself analyzed. We thank you so much for taking some time for us. We hope to catch up with you later on in the year.
Hey, thanks, guys. And go Blazers, huh?
Yep.
Let's
indeed.
Let's make a stretch run here, right?
That's what they're trying to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.